Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap with me, Paige Estratori, broadcasting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Tuesday, September 14th, 2025. In our opening story, recent findings presented at Melbourne's Accelerate Summit beg the question, is rising client satisfaction a double-edged sword in financial advising? According to a NetWealth report, enhanced customer contentment does not necessarily ensure loyalty within the advising landscapes of Australia. Clients with longer relationships do rate satisfaction higher, but high costs or unsatisfactory services can still lead them to make a change. The report suggested that top-notch financial advisors must master 12 key factors to maintain consumer relationships. These include the provision of personalized advice and the ability to align strategies with personal values. In this ever-competitive industry, it is integral to strengthen client-centric methods, invest in proactive communication methods, and technological tools. In the property investment sector, the Property Investors Council of Australia has raised pressing concerns over the wave of unlicensed financial advice circulating at an alarming rate, especially via social media platforms. This ill advice, often proposed by accountants, mortgage brokers, and buyer's agents, is steering investors toward trusts and self-managed super funds, misleading them about the associated risks. Such deceitful practices not only jeopardize consumer welfare, but are also at odds with the Corporations Act. As a stern measure, both PICA and the Financial Advice Association of Australia are vigilantly reporting these demerits to the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. Now, moving to banking headlines, the Commonwealth Bank of Australia stirred up controversy by opposing the Reserve Bank of Australia's initiative to cut transaction fees levied on card usage. The anticipated savings for business owners, which are speculated to be around $1.2 billion annually, might not come into fruition after all, as critics, including notable banks like Westpac, NAB, and ANZ, caution. They warn that lower interchange fees could lead to inflated consumer costs and reduced rewards. As negotiations regarding this reform continue, all eyes will be on the RBA and its mission to strike a balance that benefits all stakeholders and sustains Australia's reliable payment system. Lastly, the recent cyber attack on Fortnum Private Wealth undeniably puts a spotlight on the surging threats within Australia's digital realm. The incident stresses the pressing need for potent cybersecurity measures and underscores cyber insurance as a significant aspect of overall protection strategies. Fraser Jack from Cyber Collective asserts that consistently maintaining cyber insurance aids in managing unexpected legal and related recovery expenses. However, companies are reminded to not solely rely on insurance, but also incorporate thorough strategies, such as thorough internal controls and comprehensive employee training, particularly important since the transition to remote work due to Melbourne's lockdowns. That wraps up today's key updates in Australia's financial services sector. Thank you for tuning in to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. For more insights into insurance, superannuation, finance, and money management, don't hesitate to navigate our vast resources available on our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, stay secure, and see you tomorrow for another round of indispensable financial news.